You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. And we ended off that set with a bunch of tracks from Susie and the Banshees featuring the guitar work of John McGeoch.
McGeoch.
We keep saying the name wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, apologies to fans of McGeoch. You know what? Unfortunately, it's one of those things where I'm familiar with his name in print, not so much hearing it aloud, but we did do that research. So apologies for that. But profoundly influential guitarist whose influence ranges from Big Black all the way to U2, so you know, quite a range, but definitely working with textures of sound as we heard in this. And I think this might be perhaps the best example of his textured guitar work, his efforts with Susie and the Banshees. We actually heard a demo version, a workhouse demo of Painted Bird. You can find that off of a reissue edition of A Kiss in the Dream House that was released in 2009.
That was the third album that John was a part of. He was let go from the band shortly after this album's release.
And actually, another prominent guitarist would step in for that role, Robert Smith.
Of the Cures.
Well, I guess of the Smiths, technically, but...
in name.
Yes.
He was also closely connected with the band, and he helped them out a lot as well. But John McGeoch did a lot with their sound and texture. And also, I was thinking, like, because he also got an arts degree and originally wanted to be a painter, so maybe that's something that's kind of subliminally snuck into his sound, textures similar to painting. Before that, we heard the demo version of Happy House, which is a bit longer. You hear a lot more guitar in this version. And this comes from the reissue of Kaleidoscope from 2006.
And before that, we heard three tracks, each from the album proper, featuring McGeoch. We heard Slow Dive from A Kiss in the Dream House that was released in 1982. And as you may be supposing, yes, the band Slow Dive did indeed name themselves after that particular track.
Yep, before that we heard something from 81's Juju, which is a lot of people's favorite album from Susie and the Banshees.
Definitely mine.
It's got Spellbound on it. There's a lot of other... Well, Happy House as well. There's a lot of great tracks on it. Spellbound... what we were reading about the guitar work, it was named as one of the best...
There has been various magazines that have named it as one of the best guitar pieces, or one of the best post-punk guitar riffs, whatever you want to call it. To me, I think it's the quintessential McGeoch riff. Like, hearing that opening part of Spellbound, it is chilling and incredible, and I think it, if anything else, that moment cements what a great guitarist he was with what he was able to do with that, let alone the fact that it's a fantastic song. And another song that I love the work he does on is Christine. That's taken from Kaleidoscope from 1980. And with that, he didn't only just perform on the guitar on that one. He actually played a couple different instruments as well, we should note.
Farfisa organ, and I believe a 12-string, and then acoustic.
He also played on different songs, sitar and string synth, so definitely well averse to various musical instruments, and also saxophone as well, we should mention that. So we're going to be continuing our tribute to John McGeoch next week on Revolution Rock, and we're going to be ending off with a track from Jail.
Yes, this is a Canadian band that is no longer performing, but they put out a bunch of stuff, I believe, through Mint Records. I could be mistaken, but we're going to hear a track from one of their albums entitled... I can't read it because it's faded. So Wound?
So Wound, yes, yes. Exactly, that's what it is. So Wound, we're going to be hearing the track Hey Hey. I hope you have a great Saturday night. Keep listening to great music, and thank you for tuning in to Revolution Rock.
the good things seem to go her way. Stop me when I start to sound like I'm quite taken. Lucky to call her mind twofold. She reloads.
Senses back, Empress of the Crystal Moon.